This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 21 people on board a Princess cruise ship that had been denied entry to San Francisco Harbor have tested positive for coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence said most of those who tested positive were crew of the Grand Princess. Pence said the ship would be directed toward a non-commercial port where all on board, about 3,500 people, would be tested for the virus.
All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus. Those that need to be quarantined will be quarantined. Those that require additional medical attention will receive it.
The World Health Organization said that every country should make containing the virus its top priority. The outbreak has spread to more than 90 countries and killed more than 3,400 people. Earlier on Friday, President Trump signed a bill providing $8.3 billion to fight the virus outbreak. And VOA's Mariama Diallo tells us that figuring out how to contain the virus does remain a challenge.
More U.S. states confirmed new cases, including in Maryland, right outside the nation's capital. Governor Larry Hogan said patients in his state are isolated in their homes.
They include a married couple in their 70s and another individual in their 50s. In all three of these cases, the virus was contracted during overseas travel.
The head of the World Health Organization urged nations to stand firm in their battle against the outbreak, saying this is the time to pull up all the stops.
This is not a drill. This is not the time to give up. This is not a time for excuses.
That includes developing a vaccine as soon as possible. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul Friday that killed at least 32 people. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports it's the first major attack on the Afghan capital since the United States reached an agreement with the Taliban to withdraw U.S. troops.
Gunshots were broadcast live on local TV Friday as the gathering to mark the death of an ethnic leader turned to chaos. More than 50 people were injured in the largest attack on civilians in a year. Top Afghan political leader Abdullah Abdullah was at the event but escaped unharmed. The Taliban said they were not involved in the attack. But it's another deadly reminder of Afghanistan's fragile state. Several people were killed in a similar attack on the same commemoration last year, which Islamic State said it carried out. The United States has tried to spearhead efforts towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan. Violence decreased before a deal was implemented last Saturday to withdraw troops, though the Taliban has since resumed attacks on Afghan forces.
That is Reuters' Sarah Charlton. President Trump parted ways Friday with acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and replaced him with conservative lawmaker and close ally Mark Meadows, who was a strong Trump defender during the Democratic impeachment drive. AP's Jackie Quinn with details.
Mick Mulvaney's role in the Trump White House had been diminishing. Most recently, he'd been leading the interagency government response to the coronavirus outbreak, but then replaced by Vice President Mike Pence. Mulvaney's being named special envoy for Northern Ireland as North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows fills the White House job. Meadows defended President Trump during the impeachment trial.
That is Jackie Quinn with the AP. A U.S. House investigative report into two Boeing 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people will fault the Federal Aviation Administration's approval of the plane and Boeing's design failures. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
The 13-page report that comes just days before the anniversary of the second fatal MAX crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight found that the FAA's, quote, certification review of Boeing 737 MAX was grossly insufficient and that the FAA failed in its duty to identify key safety problems. The report also states that Boeing's design was, quote, marred by technical design failures and lacked, quote, transparency with both regulators and customers. The report recommends that these findings should prompt legislative changes to address how U.S. regulators approve new aircrafts for services going forward.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.